30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. It is the 9 o'clock hour. Open line hour. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. And we did get one from Susan and Chandler, but she's got a picture attached to it. The text system does not support images. You've got to email those to info@rosieonthehouse.com. That text platform is we use as part of our sister stations, or I'm sorry, our flagship stations program. So we don't monitor that outside of our live broadcasts. If you've got questions outside of it, the phone and the email we do answer during the week. Those are our numbers. But the text is just for KTAR during the broadcast only, and it does not accept images. Email those to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And as we get to a couple of our bulletin points, something I didn't notice, I didn't get to this part of the paper before it started. And generally, this would have been covered in the 7 o'clock hour for those of you that are not in a market where our 7 o'clock hour is played. It's our newest hour of Rosie on the House, and it's our Arizona hour. Happy Pioneers Month to the city of Phoenix. The Phoenix mayor has proclaimed March Pioneers Month, and it's got a picture of Jack Swilling on it from 1867. And what would have tied in perfect with that, if I'd have seen it in time, is we are covering the city, the town of Wickenburg, all month long, as that's where our staycation winner is traveling next week to the Flying E Ranch. And Jack Swilling was sent down to Phoenix to start establishing a local food supply for the town of Wickenburg, which was established as a place for the miners of Vulture Mine to live. So they've got their own Pioneer Month now in the month of March for the recognition of the people that reestablished the Hohokam's irrigation canals that had been abandoned for about 400 years to restart agriculture.
I wonder if they define pioneers by your ethnicity. Like, I think my family was probably one of the first Cajuns to Arizona.
So could you be a pioneer?
Could I be a Cajun pioneer to the desert?
Why not? Until they tell us otherwise, why not? Your toolkits came in this week.
I saw that. I saw it back in the warehouse. So got a whole load of them.
This was a funny story. We had the idea as a thank you for 30 years of broadcasting to put together local American-made toolkits for Arizona homeowners. And we've got our Rosie on the House thank you for 30 logo insignia etched into all of them. And this was kind of our first venture into any kind of tool or retail type thing. We'd been playing with the e-store for a little bit ahead of that, but that was a little bit of one-offs. This required a lot more because we wanted to keep it American-made, and we had specific tools we had identified because we wanted them to be as close to the tool set that Rosie used breaking into the trades in the 70s, at least brand recognition. So it took 18 months to get the first order in by the time it all materialized. And Jen put a little blog together that you can get at Rosie on the House that details that. But I mean, tariffs came into place that delayed orders, storms delayed shipping. I mean,
and the fact
that the chain of the snowball effect that can happen is incredible.
The fact that we were really set on it being American made took a lot. That took a lot of time, just finding the tools in the toolbox that met our standards that were all made in America.
And a lot of the manufacturers are global manufacturers, so they may have plants in Mississippi, yeah. Missouri, California,
and Mozambique.
China, Dubai,
Baghdad, Arizona.
So you would think, well, if I've got, you know, I'm in America, so what I'm going to get on the stores comes from America. Well, not all the manufacturing plants make the same thing. Some of them make parts and send it to other factories for assembly. It's the manufacturing has always fascinated me, and we learned a lot more about it. It's an incredible industry. Manufacturing and transportation. One of our popular items that have come through our e-store is our Earth Talon. That was developed by a local in Chino Valley as a solution, or Prescott Valley, trying to dig through the hard caliche. And it's a special design to the end of a pointed shovel that cuts off half of it, and it really enhances your digging. And our plumbers picked up a number of them to test them out at Stampede Plumbing, and they're actually coming back for a complete order because it's been the amount of time this will save our guys when we're digging up.
Interesting.
It's incredible. So, and
we sure liked it when we tested it at our own backyard garden.
And where we didn't test it, that the plumbers did, is when they're digging, a lot of times there's a lot of mud. You know how heavy a scoop full of mud and how hard that can be to penetrate. Well, this helps penetrate their mud compacting. So it's just one more way that we're trying to work and serve every Arizona homeowner as their best friend. And a lot of that applies to finding ways to better help our certified partners that are there to serve you. If you can't do it yourself, you don't have time to do it yourself, you're in an emergency situation, we've got a complete network of contractors and service providers that are here to help serve you, the Arizona homeowner. You can find them all at rosieonthehouse.com.
The e-commerce store has been kind of one of the fun little things just sprang up, and by nature of doing this business. And the way it sprung up was manufacturers would find our address, or they'd send it to the flagship station we broadcast on, and they would want us to test their product. And we ended up with this pretty impressive collection of different things people wanted us to try. So we thought, okay, well, let's put them to the test. Well, we had to throw away about 80% of all the stuff that was sent to us. But when we did find something that we really liked, we made it available to our Arizona homeowners. So it's been kind of fun.
Yeah, because a lot of them were small independents that were just searching around online looking for places to sell their products. So it may not be something that was local, or you would talk about it, and they had only had 30. And if we ended up with 50 orders, well, yeah, you're not able to fulfill those. So by bringing them in-house, we could better control that that supply and demand. So it's been a lot of fun.
It has. It's kind of, the next thing I want to do is test that waterproofing tar spray out of a can. I need to find a boat and cut the bottom out and put a screen door on it. And then, I don't know, maybe we'll get Gary or Jennifer to go out to, well, now Bartlett and Horseshoe are both full, so we'll just kind of push them out there and see how it works.
Put me in Horseshoe and watch me go over the dam, and let's really test this thing out.
Yeah, that one has been on the airways. I will say the Flex Tape, I tried it on a Rubbermaid horse trough. It's a 100-gallon horse trough. It does not work on the inside where the water is. Like it will seal it from the outside, though. So,
with the bucket full of water,
mm-mm,
you have to drain it.
Let it dry.
Tape it.
Yep.
And then, okay.
It doesn't seal that water like you see where he slaps it on the plexiglass and it all stops. We tried that. No. The water, if it's running and it's wet, it doesn't stick. Empty it, let it dry, apply it, fill it back up. It works just fine.
How many of those coiling lawn hoses did Jennifer end up throwing away?
All of them. Four. She's holding up four through the glass. She's call screening right now.
And it was kind of funny because we were sent some to test them, and then we went and bought some and tested them. We were able to return those. And when we returned them, invariably, the person at the customer service desk would say, you know, we've taken in return a lot more of these than we ever sold. She did end up finding one she really liked, though.
But it wasn't the one Al Borland was selling.
No, it was kind of a boutique catalog, Sonoma something. Mm. Anyway.
Well, a little PSA from the business section of the Wall Street Journal. Insurance companies are scrambling to figure out a solution to the number one claim of homeowner insurance, water damage. And the explosion of construction that happened after World War II, a lot of these homes' pipings haven't been upgraded.
Yeah.
And the number of water damage claims that they see has gone up, and they expect it to go up. So they're trying to work feverishly to help get these plumbing supply lines on these older homes upgraded to reduce the number of claims. And not only, you know, is it a protection to the insurance industry not paying out a lot of claims, but, man, I mean, you wouldn't believe what this, the disruption of your life do when you get a water leak. And we've got a case from one of our team members in-house that I think they're in their third or fourth month now dealing, and it wasn't even an old system. It was a plastic nut on the supply line from the water out of the wall to the toilet. It was the metal braided cable with a plastic supply. Why would you spend the extra money for a metal braided cable and not put on a brass nut? You're going to go with a plastic nut? Just...
That's the number one point of failure.
And it wasn't our team member's fault. It was just the way the property was when they purchased
it. Yeah.
But it's the number one failure.
Yep.
And we covered it at the beginning of the year as things you can do around your house. It's called How to Stop the Leaks Before They Start. And you can find that in our blog section at Rosie on the House. And it was just interesting that we had covered that because we knew it was important to homeowners. But then seeing it a couple months later in the Wall Street Journal, that, well, maybe we need to recover that again. Well, you can find that at rosieonthehouse.com. Just go to our blog, How to Stop Leaks Before They Start and Avoid Being One of Those Homeowners that has to use your deductible or file a claim and make your premiums go up because you didn't just fix a problem before it started. It's a lot cheaper fixing it up front.
And it's not a two-day repair. I mean, the water gets in behind the cabinets, the sheetrock, the insulation, the floor covering. I mean, you're basically gutting everything down to the studs, you know, 2 feet above the floor.
It's
a mess.
It's a mess. It's a mess and something you don't want to have to go through. So.